This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, sir. I'm looking forward to this conversation. Really important event.
Start your engines.
It's going to be great. Let's get to it. Say hello to our guest. Her name is Emily Bridges. She's a marketing director with Choate Construction Company. Emily, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. Exciting event coming up. I know you're busy, but appreciate you stopping by. Before we get into a discussion around this really interesting event, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about yourself and about Choate Construction Company.
Well, I am Choate's marketing director, and I am local to our Atlanta office, but we have 5 offices across the Southeast. We are a commercial general contractor with a variety of work in various market sectors, everything from interior construction, automotive, institutional, senior living, the corporate, the list goes on and on.
So tell us about the 6th annual Cars and Q for the Cause.
So this is an event that we do every year that we're really excited about. We started this event 6 years ago to support the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. All the proceeds from the event go towards that. And we thought, what better way to raise funds than with our favorite things, cars and barbecue? So that's how the event got started. Okay. We had last year over 400 patrons, 70 plus cars. Jim and Nick sponsors our barbecue. Red Hair Brewery will be doing our beer this year. We've got live music. So it's a great time.
All right, you sold me.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Now, you didn't just spin the wheel and land on this cause. There's a story here. So walk us through why cystic fibrosis.
There is. So Choate Construction was founded in 1989. And at that time, Millard Choate, our president, had a family friend who is also my best friend, I'm Millard's daughter. Leanne was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis at age 3 in 89. So it kind of correlated along with the foundation of the company. And from day one, cystic fibrosis has been our charity that we've supported all the way through. And we are convinced that our efforts make a massive impact there. And we're going to find a cure. And we'll be at that party when it comes.
Yes. Awesome. So how many people are involved in this?
So the car show has over 400 patrons, and we've got a volunteer committee that is awesome that puts it on. We had about 70 plus cars and drivers that attend the event. So it's a great time.
Well involved.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell me more details about the event itself. I mean, is it a day-long thing? Is it, and what do you do with these cars? How do you interact with them?
Absolutely. The event is May 30th, and it is from 4 to 7 p.m. So a little bit different than your average car show, which tends to be during the day on a weekend. But this event is positioned more as a kind of a cocktail networking event. So you come, you have your ticket, you get in, and you see all of the cars, mingle with people, walk around. We have sponsors' choice cars, awards that will be given, as well as a people's choice. So you see just a massive variety of cars, everything from senior classics from the 20s, 30s on, your Packards, your Auburns, your Duesenbergs,
cool,
all the way through hot rods into the muscle car era, and then into the exotics and, you know, what will be our future classics one day. So you check them all out. You have maybe a beer or a plate of barbecue. You vote on your favorite, and it's just a great evening for a good cause.
Oh, so you actually vote?
You can.
Tell me more about that.
The People's Choice Award. So that will go to the just People's Choice car. It can be in any class, any year of car, and it's up to you guys.
All right. I like it. All right. Emily Bridges will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes 3 main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Emily Bridges, Marketing Director with Choate Construction Company.
Right before the break, we were talking about Cars and Q for the Cause and how it benefits the CF Foundation, cystic fibrosis. So tell me a little more about that.
Yes, the CF Foundation is just an incredible organization that works to support the research that is needed to find a cure for cystic fibrosis. CF doesn't affect a massive amount of people, so therefore it doesn't receive a lot of governmental funding or anything like that. So it's really up to its private supporters like us, like this show, like you people listening, to support their research efforts around finding a cure. In 1989, along with when Choate Construction Company was founded, the CF Foundation identified the underlying gene for the disease. Since then, they've made incredibly rapid breakthroughs in the research to fund a cure. And just recently, they've had some medical breakthroughs that have really just changed the face of what CF is and how it impacts the system of its patients. So it's, again, directly related to those funds that we're raising. So it's a very cool thing to support because there's an immediate impact and return on that investment.
Well, I can remember the 65 Roses campaigns. Yes. From my childhood. I mean, so this has been around a long, long time. And I mean, you just touched on the fact that there has been some amazing advancements in this research and identifying the gene is, you know, when I was a kid, they hadn't done that yet, you know, and so that was, I mean, you didn't survive childhood with this when I can recall, but nowadays it's a very different story, right?
Yes. So in 1989, when my friend Leanne was diagnosed, the life expectancy was about 13 to 15 years old, which is, I mean, incredible. Leanne and I are both 29 now, and the life expectancy these days is averaging in its late 30s. So you can see the strides that have been made just in the lifetime of the disease. And again, it all goes back towards that funding research that we are doing. So it's just a really cool walk. It's something that is very impactful to be a part of.
Certainly. So the event, tell us about some special activities that are going on.
So the event itself, the cars are really the draw. We have some very special cars. We tend to have Pebble Beach winners, Concours participants. And for those in the car community, we know that that is the top of the top in the car world. So we have the draw of those incredible cars. Actually, the most recent car that we have signed up is a 1927 Rolls-Royce Phantom 1, which was custom built for the Woolworth family that has recently come to Atlanta. So it will be joining us this year. And then along with that, our second was a brand new Lamborghini Aventador. So the cars themselves are really the draw.
Pretty cool cars.
Pretty cool cars.
Well, you are being a little humble there. You are a collector yourself, yeah? Tell us about your collection.
Yes, I have loved cars from day one, and that's kind of how this event got started. At Choate, we used to do a bingo tournament. And I said, you guys, I think it's time for a change. I don't want to chair bingo. I like cars and beer. So I have a 1969 Z28 RS Camaro that's been my baby since I was 17 when I bought it. And we are the recent owners of a 2015 Stingray Corvette. So that's our new, and it is
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, I didn't know. See, the old Corvettes where there's the real noticeable swoop over those front tires, the newer versions, they seem too streamlined to me.
You got to set the new precedent in design, I guess, but they are much more European in their look, I think. Yeah. But my dad has the 66 Stingray, which has that nice fender curve, and it is just beautiful.
It's stunning.
It's art.
It really is. Gosh, if you have a Back to the Future DeLorean at a future event, let me know that, because I always get a kick out of seeing that.
We can look for one. Who's out there?
We're about out of time, Emily. Before we let you go, let's go through a list here. Some social media handles for the event. Where can people contact you should they have questions? Where can they get information on the 6th annual Cars and Q for the Cause, as well as Choate Construction?
Yes, absolutely. So the best place to go for the car show is Cars N, the letter N, Q, .passioncff.org. That's the website for the event. And you can also reach us via Choate's Facebook page, which is Choate Construction Co. Our events are linked over on that page as well. And then Choate's website, www.choateco.com, is also a great place for a lot of information.
All right. Emily Bridges, Marketing Director with Choate Construction Company and representing the 6th annual Cars and Q for the Cause. Emily, it's great to have you. Good luck with the event. Appreciate your very important work on battling cystic fibrosis, so appreciate what you're doing there.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. All right, well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Emily Bridges, my co-host, Brian Nani, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.